We're up to Siman Reish Samech Beis. Sif Aleph. Okay, there's... Okay, Sif Aleph. Yisadir Shulchano. A person should set the Shabbos table. V'yatzi Amito. So make the beds, the couch, whatever. Things should be... The house should look presentable. Look like you're having a very chashuv guest. Very important guest coming to the house. Table set. Beds are made, couches made. V'yisakin kol inyanei abayis. The house is swept, the house is clean. K'deishim t'enu aruch u'mesudar b'vom beis ha'knesset. So that when you come home from shul, that the house is set, everything is set and organized when you come home from shul. Haga, v'yash shulchan aruch kol yom ha'shabbos. The table should be set all Shabbos. I don't really think it means set like with dishes all Shabbos. I think it means set with a tablecloth. That's how I understand that. That's the minig, and you should not do differently. It means the table should be set before Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. Mishmur Dirshu, footnote number one, points out that everything that a person buys for Shabbos, you should say the covered Shabbos Kodesh. I don't know if you need to do that to tap into the special Gemara in Beitza that says that it doesn't come off of your annual financial allocations from heaven. If you buy things for Shabbos, do you have to verbalize it or not? I don't know. But they bring down that it's po'el a lot in the Kedusha. Okay, table should be set. Mishmasiv katan gimel shizel kovid Shabbos v'ramu chazal. Okay, here's a gemara. Shnei malach yasharis min lavin lo la'odam be'erev Shabbos in beis haknesses le'beis. A person comes home from shul. He leaves shul Friday night. On his way home, he is escorted by two malachim. Echad tov, echad ra. The good malach and the bad malach. Kishabal le'beis, somebody gets home matzah nerdolok, and the Shabbos candles are levi shulchan aruch, and the table set umate umita mutzat, and the beds are made. Malach tov omer, the good malach gives a bracha. He wrote some happy Hashem's will. She came the Shabbos Abba. Just like everything is beautifully set this week, it should be so next week as well. Umalach ra ona amei bal karcho. The bad malach has to answer amei to the bracha against his will. Vimlaf with the epichas shalom. Then the house is a wreck. So the bad malach says, the house should be a wreck next week as well. And the good malach is stuck answering amei to that non bracha. Okay. Tov lefanos kurei akabish me'abayis me'odyom. A person should clean out the cobwebs before Shabbos, the spider webs, the cobwebs. Me'odyom. Cobwebs are what? Are from a spider or just from dust?
Dust.
I think these are spider webs. Lenakos is abayis to cover Shabbos, to clean the house for Shabbos. Dirshu points out from a Mishnah Berurah that we learned in Siman Reish Nun that the house should be swept. It shouldn't be dirty. It shouldn't be a mess.
Do you have dirt floors back here?
They had dirt floors. Yeah. It's going to come up. We're going to get there, actually. I take it back. I don't know if they had dirt. I don't think they had dirt floors. I'm not sure. Because he talks here about sweeping the floor on Shabbos, and he can't sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos. But then he talks about this. I don't know. I don't think they had dirt floors. Then at the end of Sivkat and Gimel talks about don't dirty the house. Okay. Mishra Sivkat on Dalit. The table should be set. I think it means with the tablecloth. Ad la'achar havdala. Until after havdala. Well, it doesn't make sense. You need clearing off the table, obviously. So the table's not set. So here it's interesting. Yesh no hagin. Mishabur sifkatan dalid. Continuation. Yesh no hagin liyo shtei mapos al shulcha milvad ha'yonish al alecha mishim shekishem minar na mapa nimtza al shulcha mugula. So there's this big deal that the table shouldn't be naked on Shabbos. The table should always have a tablecloth. And therefore he says that the those that have a minig, what do they do with the crumbs? They kind of shake them out somewhere. So it's an Indian to have two tablecloths so that when you're shaking out the top tablecloth, you're not leaving the table uncovered over Shabbos. So this is one of my makaras, they say in America, in certain circles that it's, you know, pasnished, it's not acceptable to put the plastic over the Shabbos tablecloth. I don't know. My house, we do it. I am into it 1,000%. And I have a few serious marmakomas and halacha that that's the preferable way of doing this. And this is one of them. The table never has to be uncovered. You leave it. This is one of my marmakomas. The table's covered with the plastic. You get rid of the plastic and the table's not uncovered.
They don't use plastic tablecloths. What they do is, I guess he puts a salad plate in the middle of the table and stands on one end of the table, someone else is standing on the other. I'm not kidding, they shift the tablecloth like this. Okay, fantastic, fine. I like my plastic.
I know in some circles, certainly in America, I don't know about here, it's not acceptable. Okay, I have another raya in halacha that's the proper thing to do. Look at Mishra Sivkat and Vav. At the end of Sivkat and Vav. Kasa B'Sefer Chasidim. Adi Kach Adim Yela B'Shabbos. Don't take a baby in your on your lap. Ad She Asim Tchila Kar B'Cheiko. Until you put like some sort of pillow on your lap to separate you from the baby. Why? Kadesh Tana B'Gadim. Because the baby goes to the bathroom. They didn't have fancy pampers in those days. And the baby decided to go to the bathroom on you. You're going to be all dirty. Now, okay, that's obviously a certain type of dirt, but, and I didn't see the Sefer Chasidim inside, I don't know if he explains, but, Elamai, you're now dirty. And therefore what? So either, it could be I don't have a change of clothes, or it could be I'm going to be tempted on Shabbos to put on some water and wash it, which is Nisa Daraisa. So, you have your beautiful Shabbos tablecloth, and then the kid inevitably spills some wine on that tablecloth. So, now you have, either you have a dirty tablecloth, or you're tempted to Chas V'Shalom Yimachal Shabbos to clean that beautiful expensive tablecloth. So that's another one of my marmakomas, that there's an inyan to have a plastic dafka, to have a plastic on top of your beautiful Shabbos tablecloth. Yes, that's what we do b'zmaneinu, but that doesn't help the beautiful expensive tablecloth. Okay, Sif Beis. Yishtadel shiulo begadin norm the Shabbos. A person should try to have nice clothes for Shabbos. V'miyev shalo, and if he doesn't have enough money to have Shabbos clothes, lefachot, at least he should yishalsho begadin v'lamat dach kovet. He should elongate or lengthen his clothes before Shabbos so that their long clothes is more covered. Why is long clothes more covered? Because when people work in the field, they didn't work in the field with their frock. You don't work in the field with a long coat. And therefore, long is a sign of wealth, of covet, of not working today. And therefore, that's makes sense that on Shabbos, the person, that's why there's an Indian, some people that we know here in Eretz Yisrael, they wear long on Yantif.
Well, no. I was thinking of the white flowy robes.
Oh, the way he talks about the white flowy robes. That's the Biral. I wasn't going to do that, but you can, for homework, you can look at the Biral Acha, Diyamasa Begadim Noyim, of the white flowy business. Okay. Anyway, a person should wear Shabbos clothes. It's very important. Mishra Sivkatan, hey, he says Yishtadel, I assume, because not everyone was in a financial, had the ability to do that. Mishra Sivkatan, hey, Dixli Vichibaditov, Darshu Chazal, Pasik says Vichibaditov, Shalyeh Mabushacha Shal Shabbos, Kemabushacha Shal Chol. Shabbos clothes should be different than weekday clothes. Vitrov Shal Yobash B'Shabbos, Minkoma Shalobash B'Chol. It is proper that all your clothes on Shabbos should be different than Chol. Afilu Chaluk. Even I think chaluk is a shirt. V'im efshelo, and if it's possible, toshelo gam talis achad the Shabbos. He should have his Shabbos talis. Should be different than the weekday talis. Dirshu has a footnote 7 over here. Okay, he goes through different things. First of all, he points out this. I actually never heard of it. The first I heard of it was from Rav Stern mentioned this to me, that there's an inyan not to wear your Shabbos clothes during the week because that lowers the covet of these clothing. Now, I assume you go to a wedding, there's an inyan to wear Shabbos clothes. I assume. You're going for a job interview, there's probably not an inyan to wear Shabbos clothes. I mean, so a person, I guess, should have, suits for Shabbos and suits for during the week. Many of us don't wear suits during the week, so it's not a problem. There's suits for Shabbos. But those who do wear suits during the week, they should have a weekday suit and a Shabbos suit. The deer should go to, what about a belt? A belt for Shabbos, belt, should you have separate belts? The Gemara had a different belt. The Chazon Ish had a Shabbos yarmulke. What about shoes? Is that called clothing or not called clothing? So nowadays, a lot of people have Shabbos shoes. What about underwear? So the underwear says no. Underwear is not called clothing. It's not the whole point of Shabbos clothes. It should be nice. It should be clean. It should be mechubad. Underwear is not included. You can wear the same underwear on Shabbos you wear during the week. Okay. Okay, Mishmas if katan vav. So the Machaber again said to wear nice clothes for Shabbos. Mishmas if katan noim kviyachoto, according to one's financial means. Even if he's by himself on the road, he's on business, and he ends up on Shabbos in some hotel somewhere, or he's staying with a bunch of goyim. Gam king yilbash big day Shabbos. Big day Shabbos is not for the neighbors. Big day in a malbushim lechvod haroim is not for the neighbors. It's for kavod Shabbos. It's for kavod Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. Even if you're with a bunch of goyim, even if you're on a business trip in the middle of nowhere and you have to be Shabbos there, okay, then it brings down the Sefer Hasidim. Fine. Okay, Sif Gimel. Yilbash begodav hanoim, he should wear his nice Shabbos clothes. V'yismach, he should be happy b'bi'as Shabbos with the coming of Shabbos. Kiyotze likras hamelech, as if he's going out to greet the king. V'chayotze likras chosam akalo, he's going to a chasana. Okay. You see this comparison. Okay, you can wear your, sounds like you can wear your Shabbos clothes to the chasana. Rabbi Chanina is from the Gemara. Ma'atif v'koy v'panya d'mali Shabbos. He will go out Friday afternoon. V'amar boy v'neitzi likra Shabbos Malkasa. Let's go greet the Shabbos Queen. Rabbi Yana Yomer boy kala boy kala. That's the source of our boy kala that we have in the Chododi. Okay. Now, Mishmas of Katan Ches, you should wear Shabbos because we yail them at Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah, until after Havdalah. So I don't know why, I didn't remember that. I had in my brain that there's an Indian to wear Shabbos clothes until like Chatzos, like all Motzei Shabbos. Here he says only till after Havdalah. Not like that, but the issue brings down a whole thing that maybe you have to take them off right after Havdalah. So I heard this, we're knowing Zemachlek Yez Ramah and the Gra Legabe Shabbos Chazon. Are you allowed to wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon? Ramah says not to wear Shabbos clothes. Our meaning is like the Gra, yes, to wear Shabbos clothes. And those that say, okay, maybe you should take them off right after Shabbos. Basically, we make all, you don't have to take them off right after Shabbos. But here it brings down that the Chazon Ish and the Chaim Kanievsky, the stipler, were no way to take off the Shabbos clothes right after Havdalah. Because like we said, what? Shabbos clothes? No, it's no, it's no longer Shabbos. Either he brings up from this and Karel, the one doesn't have to do that. The meaning certainly not to do that. He says, Bala Chumas Adeshim. When we showed him, Lo Pasha Big Day Shabbos at Shahalach Nishon. He didn't take off his Shabbos clothes once his Shabbos until he went to sleep. Okay, so here the Acher Havdalah. You know, whatever. There's two ways to understand that. But it should be at least until after Havdalah. After that, it's not necessary. And at least one of my kids likes to quickly change after Havdalah. So I thought that was wrong, but I see he's right. He's not right. You don't have to do that, but there's certainly no inyan dafka to leave the Shabbos clothes on. because of the stipler and the chazanish. I don't think that's what he's doing. But I'll tell him that he has. Mishmas of Katan Tetz, Vechalmar ben Lechabdo, to be Mechabit Shabbos, Heim Begufo, Heim Bebegado, Vachila, Vishtia, Reza, Meshubach. A person should be Mechabit Shabbos as much as he can. Okay, Bezor, Mekubal, Meziru, Ma'od, Shul Yeshu, Machlekes, B'Shabbos. In Zayar and Kabbalah, there's a Machlekes in general is a very terrible thing, and there's a lot in the Torah, Lo, Tiyak, Korach, Ma'adaso, but Dafka on Shabbos is a special Inyan, there should be no Machlekes, Chas V'Shalom, Ubefrat, to be an Ish Le'ishto, especially between husband and wife. Some places they actually go outside and they say, let's go out and greet Shabbos Malkasa. We're not knowing like that, says the Mishabura. That we turn, okay, they used to face east, Mizrach, to Davin. We understand that more in New York and in LA, but in Bavel they also used to face east, even though it seems to be more north than east than west. What? Bavel is north. Right, but there they also they talk about facing Mizrach. Anyway, so if you're facing Mizrach, so you turn around and face Ma'arav, which is basically where the door is supposed to be, in order to, so to speak, kind of greet Shabbos and say Boi V'Shalom and Boi Kap. Now in Beitar we are south, we face north, right? We don't face... The whole point is to face Yerushalayim.
Face east, you would have to face west if you're in
Bavel. Bavel is...
Is east of...
It is?
Basically, or maybe a little... North, but it's mostly east. You'd have to face west.
Okay. Got it. So, here they bring down in Dirshu that some people face the door. The Arizal says always to face Ma'arav. Ramosha brings down... that even if the door is not in the west, you should face the west. And he says, Lameisa, whatever you do, it doesn't really matter. The whole point of doing Mechab Shabbos to do something different. You're davening this way, and you go any other direction in order to greet Shabbos, however that is, and it gets the point done, and that's fine. I thought that's what it says, but maybe I'm wrong. They faced it. Maybe they faced. What does the Gemara say? They faced
sure,
west?
That's right. It should be west. It should be west. The Mediterranean.
What do the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Talking about? I don't remember. I thought it said also. Maybe not. Maybe faced Ma'arav. I don't remember. There's a separate union. There's the Shechinah and the Ma'arav. Whatever that means. Okay. I don't know. Right there. Okay. That's Reish Samech Vez. Okay. Let's go on to Reish Samech Gimel.